news. It's huge news. Huge news. It's huge news. Huge news. Keep rock news. Huge news.
Hello, Hugh Grant fans, and welcome to Hugh's News, a Taking Hugh for Granted bonus podcast. Hugh's News aims to keep you right up to date with everything Hugh Grant, from an announcement he's signed up to do a new project, right down to him doing a particularly saucy tweet. If it's big Hugh Grant news, we want you to know about it. And the big news today, and it doesn't get much bigger than this. Hugh Grant has been cast as the next James Bond, with his debut James Bond 26 scheduled to be releasing in fall 2025. I'm Degree Waite. I can't believe I'm here. To discuss this with me, I'm joined by my fellow Horse and Hound correspondent, Oscar Beardmore Gray. Oscar, how the bloody hell are you doing today, mate?
Diggs, I am speechless. Like, this is... It just doesn't get any bigger than this, does it? This is... We couldn't have, in our wildest dreams, have hoped something like this was going to happen.
And the thing is, there was just no warning for it. It just came completely out of the blue. It also... Like, I've been reading so much this morning about it and, like, trying to make sense of it, and I still can't quite wrap my head around it. Like, this is huge. This is absolutely massive. I just can't believe it.
I mean, like you said, it just completely took me by surprise.
Yeah.
I guess in the back of my head, I thought that there was half a chance that this might happen. But I think the kind of James Bond rumors have kind of petered out recently, haven't they? Ever since the new film came out last year, like, it's all gone a bit quiet. And then suddenly, bang,
we get
the announcement. And then we get the announcement is him.
Honestly, it's actually crazy, because you'll say that as well. It's like, I was looking at some of the people that used to being linked with it, like Tom Hardy, Idris Elba, Jean-Rain Page, you know, the guy from Bridgerton, who's also in Dungeons and Dragons. That's going to be an awkward red carpet premiere. if that guy weren't in it, it's going to be so dark. But like, I just can't believe it, because it just doesn't get bigger than this. It's actually crazy.
Twitter is going mad, mate. It is going mental.
It's going crazy. To be honest, it's so funny. I saw this tweet the other day. It's funny you mentioned that, saying that the fact that emergency podcast is a phrase is the most embarrassing thing in the world. This is an emergency podcast. They do not get more emergency than this. This is ridiculous. Where were you when you found out? Because I feel like that's a moment that I'm going to remember forever. I woke up in the morning, turned over my phone, loads of texts from my sister's boyfriend, who is into his film stuff, just being like, bro, get up, wake up, come on, let's go. And I just had, and BBC News had done their fucking banner thing, being like, Hugh Grant is the next James Bond. I was like, what the hell? And my heart I've never got out of bed quicker. It was the craziest moment.
Well, I mean, it's the same as me, Dix, but I was late to the party, so you can imagine my phone. Like, this, you know, this is text from my godparents, texts from my grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, texts from people I haven't seen in 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, messages on our Instagram.
Yes, that was
you
crazy.
You say the banners from different news outlets.
Oh.
This is the biggest piece of film news, potentially, of the last, like, 10 years, I'd say.
This is the biggest piece of news in my entire life, for me. Like, this is big news for me as a personal person. Like, it'll be like, oh, in 1996, I was born. And it'll be like, in 2022, Hugh Grant was cast as James Bond. And I'd be like, oh, my God. And then in 2025, what is it going to be like when my brain fucking melts watching him as James Bond? Mate, have you thought about this yet? The bit where the intro comes and he goes, and he shoots the screen with his gun and we die. Honestly.
We will all die at that moment.
We will all die at that moment. Oh, the intro credits are going to look so sick. I actually can't believe this. It's actually mental.
There's so many moments to look forward to, aren't there?
Yeah.
The bit where he goes... Yeah, Bond, James Bond.
Oh.
Like, that's going to be so sick.
Oh, my God.
He's perfect for it.
Okay, so let's just read this again, because this is from The Mirror. I mean, we just picked one of the many that have talked about this. I can't believe I'm reading this out. The next actor to take on the mantle of Ian Fleming's beloved character James Bond has been found. EON Productions announced on Wednesday that actor Hugh Grant will be stepping into the role of an even darker and more deadly 007. This is something so interesting about it as well. that line, an even darker and more deadly 007. That's so fucking crazy that Hugh Grant's going to be this dark and deadly 007. So that's maybe brings me to ask this question. Like, what do you why do you think they've gone for him? Like, why, you know, I don't want, obviously we think he's class, but he seems, he's a bit old.
I think a lot of people would have that reaction, wouldn't they? I mean, I think what it says to me is that the producers want to take James Bond back to the old school. They are ignoring all this kind of noise from the outside, so much noise over the last 5 years. You know, we want a female James Bond. We want to, like, they are, to be honest, they are putting their middle finger up to that crowd and saying, we're not going to listen to that. And we're going back to what James Bond is meant to be. That is a white male who runs around with a gun and is a bit of a dick. And that's kind of what I think they're going back to.
And it's kind of fucked up because, like, I really felt that that was the direction they were going in before with the more recent James Bonds and stuff, that they were going with this more, I hate to use the word woke, but it felt like that, you know what I mean? But it felt like, do you know what? Woke is the wrong word. It felt like they were bringing Bond into the 21st century. That's the way to put it, isn't it? And I was enjoying it and I liked it. However, if this new direction of them basically being like, now we're going to go back to how Bond was back in the 60s, if that means that Hugh Grant is cast as James Bond, then I don't give a fuck what they do with the franchise. They can do whatever they want.
This is what James Bond is meant to be.
He is
meant to be Hugh Grant embodies what James Bond is meant to be, and this is the correct direction for this franchise.
That is the crazy thing about it, isn't it? Hugh Grant is the perfect James Bond. When you take a step back and think about it, he's British, he's charming, he's dashing, he's handsome,
he's slightly menacing.
Yeah.
And he's also got the comic timing that makes James Bond brilliant.
That's such a good point, which I think a lot of people will overlook, because James Bond's comic timing is so important to the whole thing. His one-liners after he kills someone. Hugh Grant's got that in the bag. Honestly, put a martini in Hugh Grant's hand and a gun, and I cannot wait to see it. I can't wait at all.
I think, Diggs, what a lot of people will also be wondering is that does Hugh Grant have the kind of combat action mode that we've come to know in recent James Bonds, from obviously Daniel Craig is this like hunky guy who goes around killing people in pretty brutal ways. Does Hugh Grant bring that to, does he bring that to the role?
It's a really good point, because you're right. Daniel Craig, the physicality he brought to it, even Sean Connery, you know, Sean Connery was tall and lean, but he still brought a physicality to the role. And obviously had to do a lot of karate chopping his bad guys down. I think, and this might make some people recoil, I feel like Hugh Grant's James Bond might potentially be a bit more Roger Moore-esque. But I think what's really sick about that is that, you know, the words are darker and more deadly. I feel like maybe this Hugh Grant maybe won't use his physicality, but he might just use his guns. He might use his gadgets.
His brain.
And that's it, his brain. So instead of like having to outrun his opponents, he'll just outsmart them and outthink them. That's fucking cool.
And I think also people, you know, loyal listeners of this podcast will know there is a side of Hugh at the beginning of his career in films that some people may not have seen, where he has done a bit of this kind of action mode, like more James Bond-like movies. You know, we're talking Champagne Charlie, we're talking Lady and the Highwaymen. So it isn't completely left field to suggest that he could be doing some kind of like action stuff. And look, they got good stuntmen these days.
Exactly. That's a great point.
He doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do anything. It's really interesting though, because I wonder whether with Hugh Grant, the profile that he is, and what they're doing with the franchise as well, is I wonder whether, particularly with his age, they are doing, I think what I really liked about Daniel Craig's James Bond is actually, weirdly, from about Skyfall onwards, it was sort of a James Bond on the decline. Because they kept referencing his age and being like, and he had a few injuries and scars and stuff. I wonder potentially whether they might do that with this version of Bond, where it'll be again a Bond who is under. They're not going to jump around it. They'll be like, this is a Bond in his twilight years. It might even be a Bond who, you know, they've had to drag out of retirement or something. But I like that when it's like, this Bond is a Bond who is up against it. This is a Bond who, you know, has something to prove. Has something to prove that he's not past it, and he's got shit to go. And I just think that could be really sick as well.
I mean, this sort of feels like a little bit, you know, going back to his age, You know, I guess in terms of, like, for example, US presidents, we went very young with Barack Obama. We went very young with Daniel Craig. Then we've gone back to these sort of elder statesmen coming into the role. And, you know, there's some bad things and drawbacks about elder statesmen, but in some ways there's also good things. You know, you get a sense of stability, a sense that things aren't going to go wrong. And I don't want to compare Hugh Grant to Joe Biden, because I think that's a bit harsh. He's not quite as senile as Joe Biden.
Yeah, no.
But there is something to be said that we know that the franchise is going to be in good hands with someone like Hugh Grant at the helm. And, you know, there have been older James Bonds. I think Roger Moore was 58 when he did his last Bond.
Yeah.
So Hugh's going to be, you know, 3 or 4 years older than that. But I think Hugh... Let's be honest, he still looks great for his age.
He looks
so
good.
I'm not too worried about that, to be honest.
I'm not worried about it at all. I'm not worried about it at all because as we know, Hugh Grant's the man. And listen, what you said then about Joe Biden reminded me of something else. And I hope this, people don't take this too cynically as well, but James Bond is a huge franchise. Loved the world over, and a huge part of that is its Britishness. And I wonder whether they looked at Hugh Grant and went, is there a more British actor out there? Is there an actor where you look at them and go, that's the biggest British actor in the world? No. And he is. You know, so this is what they said. Producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson hosted a press event to announce the casting. They are the people who head up EON. We auditioned many, many actors, shot dozens of screen tests, and invested a lot of time and money into focus testing, said Wilson. In the end, the direction we want to take for the franchise, there was one name that kept screaming out to us. Hugh Grant is James Bond. He completely embodies the role, agreed Broccoli. After Daniel Craig's fantastic work with us, we wanted to take stock and reassess what Bond is. This is exactly what you were saying. Who Bond is? We wanted to go back to his roots. When pressed on what they saw Bond as, Broccoli said, Bond flies around the world, drives flashy cars, drinks martinis, and uses a powerful array of deadly gadgets on his enemies. But above all, Bond is sexy. Who is sexier than Hugh Grant, Oscar? Who is sexier than Hugh Grant?
No one.
They don't exist. It's not possible. There's no one else. Ah, it's so exciting.
I mean, Diggs, what are some of the things that you're really looking forward to? We touched on it at the beginning. One of the things that really stands out for me is going to see Hugh Grant and Ben Whishaw back together.
That is so interesting that you say that, because I was thinking that was one of the first things that popped in my head. I was like, oh my God. And what's so great about more recently with Ben Whishaw playing Q is that him and 007 interact loads. So it's going to be so fun to see Hugh Grant and Ben Whishaw back together yet again. And it made me think, and just reading that line again from Broccoli, and she said, you know, Bond is sexy. It made me think what I'm excited for is to see the leading ladies, the Bond girls. It made me think, thoughts on this, Oscar? Maybe my Bond girl number one would be Ben Whishaw. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean, because we have had that in the past with Hugh Grant and Ben.
Let's be real. And you know, maybe that's what got me thinking about it. And I was like, you know what? I would love that if Q and Bond got into a, you know, just a little bit of a thing. That'd be cool. That'd be very cool.
That would be cool. And it would actually also, like, in some ways appease all those people who are probably pissed off that they've gone back to, like, a Hugh Grant type person.
Yeah.
If we actually have, like, Bond exploring his sexuality, like, that would be very sick.
Yeah, a gay Bond. That'd be so cool. And even better with Ben Whishaw as well. That'd be amazing. But to be fair, I mean, like I say, they're talking about Bond going back to his roots, which makes me think that's very unlikely, as much as we'd like to see it. Because I have to say as well, Ben Whishaw as Q is actually brilliant. He's so good.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
He's so great. So I was thinking people like, obviously, I'd love Emma Thompson, you know? Ooh. That's in the right age range, but also just a great actor. If there was somehow that she could be in it, that'd be amazing. I also think Tandy Newton would be great.
No, I mean, I think you're right, Diggs. Like, you know, someone like Emma Watson is probably just about in the right age bracket. I was thinking that potentially they might just stick proper old school, and, you know, we might see someone akin to a Nicole Kidman that we saw in The Undoing.
That's a great shout.
We might have a sort of elder Bond girl and maybe a younger Bond girl who there's just like a very momentary fling with, but like the main Bond girl is someone that's a little bit older and a little bit, you know, more experienced, like a Nicole Kidman. I can't place my finger on who it would be, but I would love to see Renee Zellweger is.
Oh my god, mate, that'd be so sick. Oh my god, that'd be so sick. And I feel like she'd be a great Bond girl because I feel like she also could bring like an element of like mystery to her role, whatever it would be. She's a really good actor, so she could do whatever. You just made me think now. I'm like, Julia Roberts, why not? Let's get the band back together. Oh my god, let's just get all the girls round. Like, who else have we got? Who was the one who in Music and Lyrics? She's the batshit crazy one.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Get the Bazmore down. Get her involved. Oh my god, I love it. Wow, what fun. What was really cool about when they announced this, so they did a press conference for it, and they announced that Hugh Grant was going to be James Bond, and everyone obviously lost their minds, and then they lost their minds again because the seat in between Broccoli and Wilson then was filled by none other than Hugh Grant, which is obviously incredible. I mean, imagine being at that press conference. Like, it would have been amazing. Obviously, we wouldn't have thought to have gone there because at this point, no one knew that Hugh Grant was going to be James Bond.
No.
So he comes and sits down, he joins them, and he says, they asked him about the role. He said, "Bond is the epitome of cool. When I heard the direction they wanted to go, I couldn't believe it. I feel very lucky."
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Hugh's always extremely modest, isn't he? Like, he pretends he just turns up and does the role, but he's been practicing his little twirl. He's been practicing it for a while
and shooting the audience just so right. That's so true. God, I love it. And we will see that Bond 26 has not yet been titled, though Rashisco has been rumored as. Why does Bond love doing that? Just like making titles that no one, like, remember Quantum of Solace? What the fuck does that mean? I think I'm pronouncing it right. Rashisco has been rumored. It's expected to release in the fall of 2025. Honestly, 2025 can't come soon enough, mate. I know you shouldn't wish your life away, but I want it so bad.
Mate, I can't wait for it. Yeah. Ugh. Rashisco, that's a rogue title though, because I feel like most Bond films, they sort of, like you say, they sort of put like words together in a jumble. They kind of get like gun, kill, day,
exactly.
Die, just muddle them up and come up with something.
And then this one is just Rashisco. Well, there you go.
Well, we'll be Rashiscoing pretty soon. Looking forward to it.
Well, I'm taking
how do we tell people that we've been pulling their leg? Maybe we should do it this way.
April Fool's, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder whether, if I really hope there's people out there who were going, checking their phone, being like, wait, what?
They definitely were, mate. And I, since last year, I felt quite guilty about tricking our fan base again. Because last year, I mean, I'm sure people don't need reminding. We well and truly tricked like 90% of our audience thinking we were going to do a Colin Firth's Things First podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like this one's maybe less believable, but I still think we definitely had a few people scrolling through Twitter.
Being like, hang on, what's this? And they would have heard this and been like, hang on, this is the biggest news I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm not going to lie, when we were recording just then, I fully believed it.
I did too, mate.
I feel like we fully got into character there and we were just going for it. I really want this to exist now. It's really annoying that it doesn't.
I mean, the really disappointing thing is that actually, let's be real, Hugh Grant is too old to play Bond now.
Yeah.
But when Daniel Craig was cast to play Bond, I actually think that Hugh would have actually been a really good Bond.
Oh, would Hugh not have just been a bit too old then as well?
Maybe. Maybe he was more Pierce Brosnan era. That was probably when, like, that's mental. Pierce Brosnan is probably, what, like, maybe 5 years older than Hugh?
Yeah, my God, really? Do you reckon? He probably is, to be
fair. He was 49 when he did 2002's Die Another Day. So he was actually quite old when he did his last Bond.
My God, Jesus, yeah, he's 68. And what's Hugh, 62?
61. 62?
He's 61, yeah, you're right. That is crazy. He would have been good for that. And to be honest, we were talking about doing this this April Fool's episode. So do please let us know if we got you, because I feel like it'd be nice to know we got someone. But it was kind of pipped a little bit because there was some actual genuine Hugh Grant news that came out recently that Hugh Grant was tipped to be the new Doctor Who in a Marvel-style makeover for the hit show. What did you make about all that? Because we were gearing up to do an actual Hugh's news to tell people about the rumours.
I mean, yeah, I was like, very excited, like that. I mean, yeah. Hugh Grant to take the role of Doctor Who would genuinely have been massive news. But Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a classic case of don't believe everything you read in the papers, because it was being reported by the Daily Mirror, who we used for this stunt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then Hugh came out on Twitter basically being like, no, you know, love Dr. W, but I don't know where you got this from, because it's not true.
Yeah, exactly. It's a real shame as well, because like Dr. Hugh is actually like such a great little thing we could call him, and that would always be his name, like Dr. Hugh. It would have been great.
Well, I mean, I think the thing was, maybe compared to the James Bond thing, like this actually made quite a lot of sense, because Hugh Grant did a comic relief Doctor Who episode in 1999. So there was a little bit of like, okay, Hugh Grant's a fan. Apparently Hugh Grant was asked by Russell T. Davis when he first came in to do Doctor Who, when David Tennant was cast in 2005, and he asked Hugh if he wanted to be Doctor Who. He turned it down. Mm. And of course, Russell T. Davis has since worked with Hugh on A Very English Scandal. So there was a lot of like dots connected there, where it sort of was like, all right, this could be plausible.
This could be plausible. That's a really, I didn't know about all of that, because obviously when you lay it out to me like that, it doesn't seem as much like throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks as I thought it was. And to be honest, like you say, Hugh Grant could easily have done this, because I was talking about it in the office the other day, and someone was being like, oh, don't you think he's too old? And I'm like, not really. Peter Capaldi did it.
Yeah.
And he must be similar-ish age. And like Doctor Who of old always seems exactly that. Old.
Yeah, like sort of mad scientist kind of
exactly,
character.
Yeah.
Young, not a young guy.
And, you know, again, Hugh Grant, I know he's not a spring chicken anymore, but he's only 61, for God's sake. You know, it's not insane. But it is annoying when you read this Mirror article and they say the insider, who is the person that apparently knows all this, said Davies is keen for the Four Weddings and a Funeral star, 61, to bring a fresh feel to the role. They added, he offers so many attributes, great actor, British award-winning Hollywood A-lister, and excellent at comedy. Conversations are in progress. They're not in progress, you knob. Because someone very rightly put out that the Mirror, just focusing on the Mirror, had put out Dr. Chris Marshall and Vicky McClure among stars tipped. Oleg Alexander, first gay actor to play the Time Lord. Hoping of actor of colour. Notes, next time Tiny will be another woman. Expected bookies, Danny Dyer becomes unexpected favourite. Lydia West. Like, they've done every... they've just thrown every name. And they've done all of these. So when you see something like Hugh Grant, we've all got very excited, but then you look at actually who's reporting it, see what else they've reported, and go, they'll just report anything. This is such a big story, they'll just say anyone's name.
Mm-hmm. Just for clicks. But I mean, Diggs, you yourself have a bit of an inside track on Doctor Who. Can you reveal all, or not really? Are you sworn to secrecy?
Well, I can reveal as much as I can. A guy that I work with, his boyfriend is working on Doctor Who, and all I know is that he knows who the next Doctor is already. It's a done deal, but he's sworn to secrecy. He wouldn't dare tell me and do over his boyfriend that. So unfortunately, we're going to have to wait like the rest of everyone else. I mean, I don't watch Doctor anymore, so I don't care that much, but I'm always kind of interested.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it's full confirmation that Hugh Grant will not be the next Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Of course, taking over from Jodie Whittaker, who was the first female Doctor. Mm. So it will be very interesting to see who will be the next Doctor Who. But unfortunately, fans, we have double disappointment, because he's not going to be Doctor Who, and he's not going to be James Bond. So we apologise.
This is the thing. Maybe we need to think of an April Fool's where the fool actually makes people come away and think, nice, I feel better about myself, because I feel like all of our April Fools have made our fans come away and go, oh, that sucks. Even the Colin Firth one, I think people were really excited for that.
Yeah, they were.
They were. But I have to say, you know, April Fools or not, I've had tremendous fun this episode.
Great fun.
Making stuff up is just great fun.
Yeah, no wonder people do it. Like, it's bloody brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. It's great fun. Just getting yourself all excited about something that will just never happen. Absolutely love it. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. I don't imagine that you'd want to hang around again after this horrible game we've played. But if you do, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're at Taking Hugh for Granted on Facebook and Instagram. We're at Taking Hugh on Twitter. Get involved. Follow us. Make sure you're subscribing to wherever you're listening to this right now. And we'll see you next time for some more Taking Hugh for Granted.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
This is the end of Hugh's News. We hope you feel very Hugh's News. Bye. say goodbye. Goodbye.
Hughes News is a Taking Hugh for Granted production and is produced, edited and presented by Diggory Waite and Oscar Beardmore Gray. The producers of Taking Hugh for Granted would like to state that this podcast is in no way associated with the actor Hugh John Mungo Grant, nor does it endorse his views or represent him in any way. Instead, by creating this podcast, Oscar and Diggory hope to celebrate Hugh's illustrious career, reliving his old classics and shedding light on some of his hidden gems. Hugh, if you're listening, we hope you approve.